Okay, let's talk now about major contributors to the tech sector of the economy, companies like Google or Microsoft or Domino's. Yeah, I said it, Domino's Pizza. Not an obvious choice, but still, as it turns out, a tech company. NPR's Elise Hu explains.
All right, it's a quarter past 11, and I'm in a generous mood, so I'm going to buy some interns some pizza. This is Charles.
Hi.
And Nick.
Hi.
Both Charles Pulliam Moore and Nick De La Canal are ordering from Domino's Pizza because lately the company has gotten noticeably good at something that wasn't always its focus, developing technology products to get pizza to people more easily. It's Domino's VP Kelly Garcia's responsibility.
You know, innovation, coming up with the ideas is one side of the challenge, but then you actually have to be able to deliver it.
He's talking about delivering tech products. It's become the company's key ingredient for its recent success. Last quarter, its stock hit a record high, and its same-store sales have been climbing, while rivals Pizza Hut and Papa John's have stayed mostly flat.
This technology is difficult. It takes a lot of money, and it's complicated to put together. And so it just becomes a major differentiator for us when we look across the landscape of our competitors in quick service restaurants.
Domino's made its online ordering simple with pizza profiles in which you can save your, quote, easy order. So repeat customers get their usual order in just a few clicks. And there's the pizza tracker.
Oh, wait, there's a little tracker. Oh, I'm just noticing this.
As intern Nick is just discovering, the tracker is a progress bar that updates customers on their pizza order in real time. Step one shows an order was placed. In a Domino's store, this is what happens on the employee's end once that order comes in.
That's the internet alarm. Like I said, alerting us that we just got an internet order.
Luke Page fields orders like this all day.
And we'll just look up, see that it's a large hand toss, grab our large dough, and make the pizza.
Back at Nick's desk, he's watching his pizza's progress.
And now there's a blinking number two that says it's being prepped. Oh, there's like an animation with a pizza guy. He's like moving down the counter. Oh, this is so cool.
The tracker follows each pizza all the way to the point it leaves the store. To keep up with more trends, Domino's is now betting on voice control. It just rolled out Domino's version of Apple's Siri. His name is Dom.
He's like your personal pizza assistant.
Intern Charles gives it a try.
Welcome back to Domino's. Will it be delivery or carry out today?
I will have a large pizza with onions.
Pizza added.
Domino's says ideas like the pizza tracker and Dom came about because the company's biggest single department is IT. Its management is staffed with digital futurists, and it's looking outside for ideas.
There's a lot of creative people out there that are outside our four walls. You know, what sort of ideas and how can we enable potentially more of that behavior?
One partnership with Ford moves Domino's into the world of connected cars. You can now order a pizza from inside the control panel of a Ford Sync.
I'm just really glad that we weren't slow to react to what were the emerging trends, both socially as well as with the ordering clients.
If you ask them, reacting quickly is a cultural orientation. The company has adopted a Silicon Valley-style, fail-fast approach to rolling out new products ever since it famously fessed up in 2009 to its bland, bad pizzas. It has since embraced its failures, even in its advertising.
You're going to make mistakes.
Have you ever heard of the cookie pizza?
I don't want to talk about it.
Over at NPR, we have lunch on our minds.
But here's Nick now. Your pizza's here.
Thank you, Nicole.
How'd this process go?
Okay, so I definitely ordered a pizza with onions because I wanted to keep it simple. And the pizza that I got came with onions and olives, which I'm not upset about, but it's definitely not what I asked for.
Whoops. The voice ordering app Dom must have heard him wrong. Even much lauded new technology has its glitches. Elise Hu, NPR News.